Grace, mercy, and peace be on you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, 50 years ago was the biggest news on earth in this last month for the 50th anniversary. It was big news again. On July 24th, 1969, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Mike Collins returned safely to Earth after man's first moon landing. And they were the toast of the planet. For a brief time, the entire human race was on the same page, looking beyond wars and distrust and economic worries. Down here, to gaze at and dream about something way up above. Look above. Oh, but how quickly we come back to Earth. As important as it was and still is, it's easy to forget. As Christians living in this fallen world, it is important to remember that we have things above too, which we can always look. And we're not just talking about the moon. But like the world's focus on the moon 50 years ago, our focus as Christians isn't primarily on a place. Our looking to things above is looking to a person, Jesus Christ. That means we can look to things above every day. Not just for the then and there, but also for the here and now. And when we forget that, we forfeit so much joy that God intends for us today. In our text, St. Paul encourages us to keep seeking the things above where Christ is, looking forward to your glory above, to be revealed in Christ. You see, the whole point of the letter to the Colossians is that Christ is the whole point. It's so important, I'm going to say it again. The whole point of the letter to the Colossians is that Jesus Christ is the whole point. Because Colossae was this little town sandwiched between two mountains. It was a little town that used to be on the main road, but the Roman interstate bypassed it. Nevertheless, the word of God reached it. And the Colossians' teachings also reached it. You see, heresies had been distracting the church from Christ to worldly things. So Paul responds by putting Christ on the appropriate pedestal above all things. Paul tells us to seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. You know, Neil Armstrong said, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Christ came to be seated at God's right hand after one giant leap for mankind. First, his leap from heaven to live among us on this planet Earth, and then all those small steps as a man that included perfectly keeping the law to the tiniest degree, and culminating in those strained, struggling, stumbling steps to the cross. And then finally, at it. Huge leap from the grave to his resurrection and ascension and back to heaven. One man go, where now every man and woman and child can go. You see, that's our destiny, to be with God by our baptism. We died to this world and have been raised to heaven. Baptism shows that these earthly things, including our sinful flesh, have been drowned and that a new heavenly man or woman has risen from the water. Baptism creates faith in Christ And all who believe will have a place in heaven. They have a place without even the smallest step on their own parts. You see, the challenge is to remain focused above. Look above. It is so easy to forget about things above. So much presses hard on us here in our daily lives. Like when money is tight, it's tough to think about the eternal future when you've got to pay bills now. Or when money is plentiful, it's tough to think about eternal future when you've got so much money to spend. Or when you're young and prosperous and the family is growing and the career is taking off, spiritual blessings don't seem to glitter as brightly as earthly ones. Or when you're older and retired, there are so many things to do and travel and trips to take. Spiritual blessings don't seem to glitter as brightly as earthly ones. For now, the heavenly things are so easily hidden. It's easy to give up and to give in to the earthly. That's why Paul reminds us that looking to the things above in this world are what life is about. Our life is Christ. Look above. Even while in this world, it's the things above where Christ is that count, that are always good, and that are always in rich supply. You know, we like to chant back and forth to each other, God is good.
All the time. God is good.
At the LCMS youth gathering, as we walk the streets, we like to say this chant, and God is good. All the time. This year we have focused on how this is always true. God is always good because he gives us the forgiveness of sins, salvation, life everlasting. That is his good and gracious will. And because of that, we can always
rejoice.
Right? We can always rejoice. It is true. On the day the glory of those things above is revealed for us, for when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. See, now we're talking about heaven, and at that moment, everyone will see just how mundane the things of this earth have been, how quick the months of tight money, how short the years of pain, how fleeting the material successes have been. Living the life of things above is something we do now. It's like an unborn baby. It's not potential life or life to be. He or she is a life. Life in the fullest sense. It just can't be seen yet unless you have some medical equipment. We are living the life of things above right now. Ever since baptism, we just can't fully see them. Because of that, we are called to make that life as visible as possible, and to be different from lives lived for things below. Paul lists a whole host of sins which reflect earthly life. Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk. Do not lie. Each of these is a gratification of some earthly desire, sex, self-indulgence, selfish ego. We, you and I, are not above such sins. We are to abstain from them, and we are to confess them. and we are to give them to Christ, leaving them at the foot of the cross. As Christians, we have wonderful reason to be different. We are to seek the things above, where Christ is. But I certainly can't pretend that I always set my mind on things above any more than I consider every day what an amazing thing it was for us to put a man on the moon. So tell me the truth. Did you ever want to be an astronaut? Did you ever want to go to the moon? Well, I tell you the truth. As Christians, we're destined to go further. Look above. We have been raised with Christ. Now look above to Christ. Amen. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing with thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.